week, there's just no way of getting through.
Mm.
So I just wanted to hear what other people were saying about that, and I think that's been reflected in the conversation.
Mm. Fantastic. Good.
Any final questions? We haven't heard much from you, Chris.
No, I was just here writing down all the ideas.
You can't get wood in Edgeway.
I mean, I used to do the same thing as well. I did the Barclay Cycle Hire for a year, cycling from Royal College Street down to near Bond Street.
Mm-hmm.
And the journey down is fairly straightforward. On Ossleton Street, you come onto Euston Road and quickly avoid Euston Road and go back up. But the journey back was horrific because you had to try and find a way of crossing the Euston Road,
mm-hmm.
and getting past all the cyclists, getting past all the pedestrians, getting past all the buses, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, the taxis were also queuing up the side of King's Cross. And now that they've put in that barricade, you can't actually get past them. So I actually gave up cycling because it was so challenging just to try and do it. But now I'm taking down all the comments that you've made, and I'll try and feedback and see what we can do through Caroline's chair of the Transport Committee as well.
Any final comments, Brian or Caroline?
No, I mean, this is what we've been doing for the last few months, actually, is going to every part of London and actually listening to what the concerns of local people are so that we can get behind local issues as well as the issues that the mayor has responsibility for across the whole of London. And, you know, anything that we can do to support local campaigns, that's what we want to do. So it's been extremely useful to